This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for your Tuesday, December the 26th. I'm Dustin Hoffman. Markets are set to reopen after the Christmas holiday break. We're going to see some interesting trading, I'm assuming, coming in for this shortened year-end situation. Let's see how they shook out Friday. Oh, the exception of soy, oil, Kansas wheat, and oats, the markets closed quietly higher on news that the Texas rail border crossings are being reopened. The rest of the grain and oilseed sector ended a little bit higher. Final day of trading before this three-day Christmas weekend. Related news also, the U.S. dollar index was trading at its lowest level in 4 months after the Federal Reserve's favorite inflation indicator came in less than expected for November. March corn closed up about a half cent. July corn was up around a half cent as well. March soybeans were up 4.5 cents, and July beans were up 3 cents. Again, March Kansas wheat closed down 3.25 cents. But Chicago wheat was up, and so Minneapolis wheat was actually quietly unchanged. Taking a look at the livestock side of the equation, Friday afternoon was report heavy with limited pre-holiday trade, saddled not only December cattle on feed report, but the December 1's quarterly hogs and pig report, and also the frozen storage report. Each report revealed a glimmer of hope, but left market watchers less encouraged than they had expected by the end of Friday afternoon. From Friday to Friday, livestock futures scored a December live cattle up $1.83, live cattle for February off 82 cents. January feeders were up $1.85. February lean hogs dropped 55 cents on the week, and pork cutouts were unchanged for the most part. We'll look at the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles, as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
March corn was up a half at 473 even. January beans up 2.5 at 12.99 and 3/4. Soy bean meal $4.20 higher at 399.60. Soy oil 51 cents lower at 48.53. Chicago wheat up 3.75 at 6.16 1/4. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.